We've got no audio, but he's back. Right.
Happy days.
Oh,
there we go. So what?
Go.
What's your idea for using this virtual audio or VB cable, whichever one we're going to go with? What are you planning to do with it?
What do you mean?
Just out of curiosity, more than anything. What are you gonna use it for? Are you gonna like use it for, like, if you're on Team Talk and you're streaming music through shit like that? Because it's good for that.
Yeah, and also bringing, like, having a limited, you know, like Nikki always says, having a limited number of people on here.
Yeah, because as long as you control it, what you do with that, you'll be all right. You just
I already have a channel
and
made
the
on my
thing
server.
Is with that.
I already have a channel made
right,
on my
okay.
server, and basically what it does is I have classroom mode on, so if anybody leaves and joins, they're automatically gonna be muted.
Okay, that's a cool idea. So you can control. Ooh, I'm gonna have to play with classroom mode a bit, because that might be a good thing for World's Waning Radio. I'm gonna have to play with that mode on Team Talk at some point.
Yeah, we can do it on Worlds. We just never have done it.
It could be done. I just don't know how to use it. So, but it could be a good thing for us to do, actually, Nick. Could be something worth messing with, methinks. Right. So, put yourself in. Strap yourself in, boy. This is going to be quite easy. It's only got an input and an output.
Right.
So it's very, very simple. There's none of that craziness. There's no craziness with multiple cables. Like with VAC, you can have tons and tons of different cables going all over the place. This has only got one input and an output. I actually prefer it for that. It's a lot simpler. So the output of Team Talk goes to the VB in. The input goes to the Uji What's It. You go into your control panel. You set what you hear so you can hear what Team Talk's doing on that input, and then what you do is you can go all the happy days and just use it like that. That's how me and Nikki do it. We do it on the laptop. On this machine, I've got a different way of handling it, but on my laptop, I do it that way. That is the coolest sounding train horn ever. I reckon they should make car horns sound like that. That would be awesome.
Come on. Go. Come on, NVDA. Close Skype. Go away. Well, NVIDIA, why are you doing this? You.
What's it doing?
Whenever I go to connect, it won't connect.
Oh.
Let me fix that.
Is it giving you an error? Is it showing you an error that it's doing? Is that my.
No.
Oh. Okay, I don't know then. I don't know. It should. NVDAremote.com. You disconnected the previous one, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you did. I'm sure you did. Yeah, because you shut that down. I'm just going to quickly look at something at this end. Yeah, it's gone. So, yeah.
There we go. Right now.
Why is
NVDA?
It not?
I got it. I got it now. It's coming up right about now.
Way there you go. Beep, pop, pop. Right. All right.
Much faster desktop.
Oh, this machine's loving it. This is the... Take it. This is the medium one then, right?
Yep.
Oh, that's acting much better than it was the other day. Gotta say, that is much better than it was the other day, man. That was... BB cable driver pack. I've got to find the actual VB cable setup file, so I need to get. That's what I want. Now it's going to throw that error again. It's not an error, but it's going to throw us the thing that it does.
Oh.
Why are you not? Oh. Okay. It might be trying to pull things down or something. We'll see. If it doesn't do it, I'll have to copy the folder out onto the desktop so it downloads it and then install it that way. We'll see what it does. If we don't get anywhere with this, I'll try a different method. There's a few different ways you can do this. Okay, let's see. Let me close out of it.
No, you didn't have to. Everything is downloaded. I downloaded everything because I have it on my 6 terabyte drive.
Let's see. Let's do this anyway, just because I know that this sometimes has issues. It has issues sometimes, so... I'll feel better by doing that just because I can delete it when I'm done with it. But I just need to get it to where I'm using something that's going to...
Yes!
Right, I need to do this with it. Run as administrator. Have to do that, otherwise it will not do it. Right. Trying to see. Was that, how do I click? Will that let me do? All right, it says ready to install driver. That's.
Let me see.
There's a button that says click here to install if you can see it. How did you? Oh, it didn't like that. It didn't like that, did it?
Well, wait. Microsoft Edge.
It didn't like that. Go Edge. How did you do that? Like, that was actually, yeah, run as administrator. How did you do that? Because I don't know the NVDA strokes to do that. So click, yeah, install driver. Yeah, there we go. How did you do that? Like, I don't even know how to do that. That could be useful because it It should be. Should have worked, I would think. It probably is working, actually. I did not know I could do that with NVDA. If you got... Yes, install. Yes! Get in! Get in! Happy days. We can close that out now. We can get rid of that now, so... Get rid of Microsoft Smedge. We don't need that.
Let me move the machine, and I'll be right back.
Right. All right.